This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is the CEO of Red Rock Resources, Andrew Bell. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Very well. Good. Well, I see that this morning that Red Rock Resources have released the RNS that the license applications for the Australia Gold Victoria projects have been granted. So this is sooner than you were expecting, is it? How do you feel?
No, it's slower than we expected. This is the first three. The reason it was slower is that, as I was joking to some people in Perth this morning on a conference call, Victoria's been closed down, locked down for most of the last year. And that's affected the workings of the civil service. Mm-hmm. It's in particular affected the plans to expand of the Earth Resources, which is the regulatory body in Victoria for commodities, licenses. And of course, it's meant a lot of them had to work from home. Mm-hmm. So whenever they have to have a meeting, it's disruptive. So it slowed things down. We've been aware of that. And I think that there's a point towards the end of last year when we thought, well, they're not going to make their regular deadline for looking at things. It'll be in the new year. And that's what's happened. But what this does show is that there is a pipeline. The pipeline is moving. Mm-hmm. And that the rest of them should then follow.
Okay. Were they fast-tracked applications, Andrew?
No, helped them by saying these are the three we'd like to have granted first.
Okay.
And we can't see any issues with them. They look like particularly easy in terms of not having local people objecting.
Okay.
No sensitive areas and so on.
Okay.
Ultimately, that doesn't stop you getting the license. What it does, if you do have people there to object, is it can hold you up in doing work on it once you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
But what is that? That's a truth on paper. The truth in reality is that they're going to look more carefully and worry more about things where they know there's going to be local adverse reaction. So I gave them three easy ones to start with, and that's, we sort of broken our duck. We've got them. There's no objection to us in principle. We're now a known quantity, and we can start doing work on the ground and build up credits with them.
Okay. So are there more applications still in pending situation then?
Oh, yeah. Really all the rest of our applications. But of course, when we went for the first three, the whole process was new to us, the process of advertising the local newspapers, mm-hmm. and all the things you had to do. So we did a trial run with the first three to make sure happy about that, and we pushed to get the ranking letter, which is received for all the rest. And by that time, we were lockdown territory, so it took a bit of time, but we've got everything proceeding now. And there are problems with licenses or with getting grants or getting into arguments or who have big native title issues when they're trying to negotiate. There are people who spend many months or even years to get their licenses. And I think we're going to be, for the greater part, getting them quite smoothly and quite quickly. We know how to do it. We're quite efficient at our end. And we know how to. So we've played ourselves in. And now we're ready to swing at the ball.
Okay, well, that's great, Andrew. So you said there's a work program. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yeah, well, there are some kinds of exploration where we don't need to go back for any permissions.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes geochemistry, geophysics, and a lot of things that don't really disturb the ground. And we're going to be doing a mixture of very, very high-tech stuff over the whole area and some simple, quite basic geochemistry-type work, but with the concentration of not looking at all the work that's been done before in various areas, but taking a broad picture, looking at the whole area, establishing relationships and correlations. But we've got three particular target areas in mind that we think look particularly promising based on the history of the area, the history of what's been neglected and what's been looked at, and the assumed continuations of the mineralization from known mine. So we've got three really good targets that could generate drill targets quite quickly. And then in the second license, we've got another drill target or two that just need confirmation from work on the ground. And so we're going to be moving pretty quickly, but we're going to start the work in the next days, and we're starting already.
Okay, great. Well, as you say, it is a very historic area, that's for sure. That's certainly seen a renewed interest lately due to new technologies finding gold that lies at depth rather than what was thought to just be at the surface. So how do you feel then? It must be quite exciting, I suppose, to get these licenses granted, and you can really get your teeth into it.
Yes, and what we have to do is we have to look at it and not do the same old thing, the same old results that have been done before, but think really creatively, look at what other people are doing, the success they're having, and not waste our bullets. I think that, you know, one day, 1 hour spent thinking about where you put a drill hole in pays for itself always. And so we are going to do directed, intelligent exploration over the next immediate period in order to focus our drill targeting as efficiently as possible. And then by the autumn, I think at the latest, we should be doing drilling. I mean, that's touch wood, because when you're going to be doing drilling, you're going from the type of exploration where you don't need permissions to the type where you do, which means we have to put in something to the department. And as we've already established, they're rather overworked. But are we excited? Yes, I suppose we are.
Good. So you're saying that you can start work in the next few days on things that do not need permission, and
we've already started already.
Already started, okay, fantastic. And then in the autumn, then, to do the drilling that you need permission, are you preparing to submit everything as soon as possible so that you can get the permissions?
Well, we have to identify the locations first. So that's why we need to do this work.
Okay. And you mentioned neighbours there. What can you tell us about who's in the area and what they have?
Well, there hasn't been as much exploration as people might have expected in the last year, simply because people couldn't get there. There was the lockdown and all the effects of that. But a lot of money has been raised, and a certain amount of exploration in the historic centres has taken place. And it's had a fairly good yield, and it's been fairly productive. There have been discoveries made. in our area, the historic mining company that's been there has been the Ballarat Mine, which is a Singapore-listed entity now that controls that. I don't think they've done quite as much work or invested quite as much as might have been expected. So naturally, there haven't been results from our near locality, but that just doesn't mean that we can't look further afield and look at what people are doing there. And also, if we have people who are very, very familiar with the immediate locality, they have plenty of ideas of where more gold is to be found. So I think we're going to be doing exploration driven by our own interpretations in the very short term. But longer term and on the broader scale, yes, we're going to be very influenced by the success that we find other people having and the techniques that we find to be successful. But short term, we're not short of targets. We really aren't.
Okay, great. And is the plan still for a North American listing at some point?
Yeah, we were looking at doing a Canadian IPO. Of course, that was when one or two stocks like Fosterville South were really riding high. But it's still a big company. It's what, 130, 140 million Canadian dollars. There's a number of other companies that have invested from Canada. that have done very well. Gold is having a little bit of a rest between legs upward. And so at the moment, there's not a huge amount of excitement. There's still, the pot is bubbling, but there's a receptive market there, which is willing to look at new listings. And we think the Canadian market is very attractive for a number of reasons. We don't wholly discount the possibility of Australian listing, but we think Canada is more likely. And it's also the case that we're being approached, and I think we've been clear about this in the past, we are approached by various parties wanting to do joint ventures or buy in or acquire our assets. And we keep an open mind. I mean, we like to keep a core of our portfolio, which we would develop ourselves, but we keep an open mind as to the rest, to the structure that we might find most beneficial to shareholders. Because obviously, for shareholders, you want to have a company that is that looks good, that is focused, that is spending money on things really worthwhile. And if you find you have a lot of targets in your portfolio and your opinion about them all changes over time, then you may find that there are things where you think the shareholders' interests would be best served by joint venturing or farming out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just a final thought then, Andrew, because it's topical this week, of course, the silver short, which you would struggle not to have seen what's going on. What is your opinion on the precious metals sector at the moment and going forward?
Yeah, you know, there have been silver shorts in the past. I remember someone once asked, I think, Nelson Bunker Hunt, well, he made a joke, that what's the best way to end up with $1 billion? And the answer was start with $6 billion, because he tried to corner the silver market. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the end, these things don't work. Look, there's, at the moment, there's a speculative play there. These things become undone. One of the things helping the speculative play, I think, is the perception that silver is undervalued vis-a-vis some other commodities, including perhaps gold. Mm-hmm. And that there's a shortage of silver. So we shall see. But I mean, I think I've been bullish on both silver and gold. And when I look at the charts and the outlook for one, and I look at the charts and the outlook for the other, I think the cases reinforce each other that something is going on. And you don't have to look very far to see what those somethings might be.
Fantastic. Okay, well, Andrew Bell, the CEO there of Red Rock Resources, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.